This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The congressional panel investigating the 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol heard testimony Thursday that former President Donald Trump pushed Justice Department officials to investigate voter fraud allegations, even though he had been assured there were no widespread irregularities that would upend his reelection defeat. Testifying before the January 6th committee, former Acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue tells Illinois Congressman Adam Zinger what President Trump asked him to do in a phone call.
What I'm just asking you to do is just say it was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman.
So let's now put up the notes where you quote the president. As you're speaking to that, he said the president said, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. So, Mr. Donahue, that's a direct quote from President Trump, correct?
That's an exact quote from the president, yes.
The investigative panel's hearings were originally set to end with Thursday's session, but with the panel collecting more and more evidence, it is now planning at least two more public hearings in July before releasing its findings in late summer. The U.S. Senate has approved a bipartisan gun violence bill. The vote late Thursday clears the way for expected House passage later today, possibly, of what will be Congress's most far-reaching response in decades to the nation's run of brutal mass shootings. Republicans have long derailed Democratic efforts to curb firearms. But after last month's mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, Uvalde, Texas, Democrats and some Republicans decided that congressional inaction was untenable. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By a remote, this is VOA News. Gun groups are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that expands gun rights. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
While many gun safety experts feel the ruling will make the country less safe, Eric Pratt, who's the senior vice president of Virginia-based Gun Owners of America, totally disagrees.
This will make a difference in our schools. This will make a difference in supermarkets like the one in Buffalo. This will make a huge difference allowing people who are law-abiding to be able to protect themselves.
That's not the sentiment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The European Parliament voted overwhelmingly Thursday to grant European Union candidate status to embattled Ukraine, pushing it one step closer to Western allies who have been supplying it with large, massive amounts of armaments to help it fight off Russia's four-month invasion. The European Parliament also approved EU candidacy for Georgia, and Moldova. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said this is a unique and historic moment in Ukraine's EU relationship. In order for the three countries to join the 27-member EU bloc, they will be required to carry out a series of political and economic reforms. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is feeling quite fine and is recovering after testing positive for the coronavirus. The AP's Ed Donahue has his story.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is 81.
I think I'm an example, given my age, of what we're all talking about today. I'm vaccinated. I'm doubly boosted, and I believe if that were not the case, I very likely would not be talking to you looking as well as I look, I think.
At a White House briefing, Fauci said he began experiencing virus symptoms last week and tested positive a day later. He was prescribed the antiviral drug Paxlovid.
And I have now finished Paxlovid, and I'm still feeling really quite fine.
Paxlovid has proven to be highly effective in preventing serious illness and death from the virus.
All is well with Fauci, and thank you for asking.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
COVID vaccines prevented nearly 20 million deaths in the first year after they were introduced, according to the first large modeling study on the topic released Friday. The study published in The Lancet Infectious Diseases is based on data from 185 countries and territories collected from December of 2020 to December of last year. For more news, please, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.